This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's a big leftist conspiracy theory that I use speed or I use cocaine because I get so excited. I've been under 25 years. I haven't taken any of those drugs since high school. I only took them a few times. I hated them. I didn't like them. I'm high on life. And all the incredible things that are happening and unfolding are so interesting. How would you not get excited about them? People go get excited about sporting events and people don't think, that guy must be smoking crack. He's excited. Well, sorry, I'm not excited about football. I'm excited about my children and your children's future. And when evil people are trying to take my life over, I get pissed like a dog in the backyard barking at somebody breaking in the house. Why is the dog pissed? That's where his master lives. That's where the food comes from. That's where the kids live that pat the dog on the head. He knows. But you're having everything you've got taken away from you, and you think it's weird? I'm talking to mainline people that I get angry. This is normal behavior, ladies and gentlemen. Normal behavior to them killing babies after they're born now. They're just pushing and pushing and pushing. And now they want to sterilize three-year-olds. If they can convince their three-year-old they're another sex, the sicko parents, it's Munchausen by proxy. Okay, we'll sterilize you, honey. Oh, say you're a girl. You get a lollipop. I mean, this is sick. You know, parents having sex with their kids go to jail, and they should. But at least they're not chopping their balls off, huh? Oh, chop their balls off? You get a TV show. Think about how sick these people are. And you know what? Yeah. I get ferociously high when I start thinking about it because my brain says, go after these people. That's what we're doing right here. We're going after them. And humanity's been asleep. When you find your awakening, you're going to be just like me. And a lot of you already were awake before I was awake. But I'm talking to those new listeners. They're the ones that matter. For the prodigal son story. The good son did everything he was supposed to. And when the other one comes back after 10 years, took his inheritance, blew it all, was corrupt, was a joke in the city. The son comes back, says he's sorry. The dad slaughters the best calf, gives him all these presents, is so happy. And the good son says, why'd you do that for him? I'm the good son. He says, how much you think I love you? I just did all this for him. We almost lost him. Got to be celebrating that. The fact that this loser is still our family. I don't need to tell you how great you are. You're already great. You're going to get everything. That's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the prodigal sons are the ones we need to get. They're the ones. They're the lost sheep. I said I'd go to calls, but I am a babbler. Tim in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Paul, sir?
Welcome, brother.
Alex, you're like me. My mind is all over the place with all the geopolitical events and everything that's really going on. I know I got to be brief and really pick one subject for you. I was calling Alex because I don't know how else to say this. I'm very, very upset with Trump, pandering with the shooting with the Democrats and the leftists on guns.
It's very, very dangerous. But he believes it takes the wind out of their sails.
Hey, sir, he had his opportunity. He did not move on national reciprocity. And I can't fathom why he did not. It's so important to have patriots and armed civilians. Yeah, he says, like...
No, I agree. We need all 50 states we can still carry, and we need national right to carry. We need reciprocity.
And, a few months ago, Pierce Morgan, he goes, oh, yeah, we're going to look at banning suppressors. I mean, he just is terrible on the Second Amendment.
No, it's very, very dangerous. His sons are good because they're hunters. Trump is not a hunter. He's a city boy, and he just can't imagine... That's his blind spot, and I agree, it's very dangerous. Thank you, Tim. Sorry, we're out of time. All right, Paul Watson's coming up, but I promise to go to Wallace, Justin, David, and Nathan, and then I've got this chemtrail story, but we'll see what happens. Just regardless, this is an incredible time to be alive, and amazing things are happening, good, bad, and ugly. Remember, they hope you don't spread the links. Will you? It's up to you. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I've been meaning to do this report for months. And for some reason, there's always so much news, I don't get to it. And then I was watching this morning Harrison Smith, the host of the Day Tonight Show, 8 a.m. And I was like, wow. They've done a full PR rollout in Smithsonian and Reuters and science publications that Bill Gates is going to save the earth from all of these evil problems like global warming. And that they're going to add barium salt and aluminum dioxide to the atmosphere to block sunshine so that it doesn't come down here and burn the earth up. Now, in 1992, a Nobel Prize was won for this plan. A decade ago, children's textbooks in public school taught that chemicals are added to jet fuel and aerosolized to create nuclei for sunscreen for the earth to stop global warming. But then if you or I talk about it, they say it's insane, it doesn't exist. Kind of like human-animal chimeras or Jeffrey Epstein and his Alita Express. So I wanted to just play this and then hand the baton to Paul Watson, but document cam shot, please. Chemtrails. That's the lay term for all of this. And there's Zero Hedge articles about it. The particular one is the big article out of the one I wanted, is the one out of Smithsonian today that I saw him covering. You know, I'm just going to cover this tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the day. It's never been the day. But I wanted to go over particularly the Smithsonian article I saw. Let me see what's here. No, that's quoting it all. That's the Guardian. Forbes. I want the Council on Foreign Relations report. I dictated all this. That's the New York Times. Global Research. Oh, it's okay. We'll do it tomorrow. Today is not the day. And I also have Brennan, former head of the CIA, admitting it all. So, you know what we'll do? We'll play that. This is Brennan in front of the CFR a couple years ago when he was the head of the CIA, introducing that they could spray things into the air to save us. And the thing is, we have the patents, we know how it's working, and this is how this whole industrial Manhattan project goes. They've got all these other big secret projects, what they're doing to the vaccines, what they're doing with the GMO, what they're doing with the open borders. All these plans have been set up, and then later they come out. But they don't want us talking about them ahead of them doing it. So, here's Brennan.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering. that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
By the way, that's the CFR on C-SPAN, but, you know, it doesn't exist. This Zero Hedge article links to the Harvard studies and Bill Gates wanting to do this. This has been out forever that Bill Gates is behind it. He's the chief science officer of the globalists. Obviously, every condensation trail is not this going on, but it is happening. It is a program, and it just shows how crazy all this is. Paul Watson, what do you expect the public to do? I know you got a big raft of things you're going to cover. As the giant pedophile rings come out, as the world government comes out, as the geoengineering comes out, just how as all this stuff, the human animal cloning is all coming out now, what's the public going to do as all this comes out?
Well, apparently, Alex, they're all going to start eating insects. This is now not just a meme on the left. This is now a lot of people on the right saying, yeah, maybe it is time to start eating insects for meat because cows produce too much methane. It's bad for the environment. The Washington Post came out with a headline the other day. We need to eat less meat. Should the government step in? The owner of the Washington Post, meanwhile, Jeff Bezos, has a new yacht called the Flying Fox, which is worth presumably tens of millions of dollars. So it's one rule for them, another one for everyone else. We're all going to be eating insects for our protein, apparently, Alex.
Well, that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with Jeff Bezos if he wants a yacht. That creates a bigger economy. Economies of scale. But if you've got all the Hollywood people jet-setting out to the Google Climate Change Summit and then lecturing us that we should eat insects, it's the total elitism. And by the way, I know people that know Leonardo DiCaprio and all these people. Think about the fact that they all know it's a big joke behind the scenes. It's all a sick joke to teach us that being poor is cool so they can fly around in jumbo jets. By the way, that is a nice yacht. Can we put his ocean liner back up? Yeah.
They actually did a study of how much CO2 it would release for all these elitists to fly to that global warming conference in Italy if they were flying from Los Angeles. We're talking Prince Harry, Barack Obama, DiCaprio, Katy Perry, all these celebrities. Came out 784,000 kilograms of CO2 just to go to this Google conference to talk about global warming. Of course, they always bring that narrative back in summer when it naturally gets warmer because it's summer. But when it's winter and you get record cold temperatures like we did in parts of Europe back in 2016, they say, oh, weather is not indicative of climate, but it is for them in summer. Then it suddenly does become indicative of climate and they get to play their narrative out that way. But now, Alex, you've got Greta, the 16-year-old autistic Swedish child, on her way to America to lecture you all about global warming. So you've got that to look forward to.
All right. Well, you're always so good on air. I hate to end up cutting into your time. There's just so much news we forget to get to. And tomorrow, I've got the CFR reports and the Smithsonian stuff now. I just forgot to get this myself. But we're going to have all this for you. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations, how Bill Gates is going to save us by spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts added to the jet fuel that the jet engines then spray out and create the chemtrails. Just all admitted completely, and we're still bad, and we're evil, and we're white supremacists as well, and everything else that's a total bull. So didn't happen until the mid-90s. The condensation trails dissipated in just a few minutes. Now they stay up there for hours because they have nuclei added. It is all patented. It is happening. It is the corporations all in league together. Please don't forget, without your support, we will not be here, ladies and gentlemen. And we have the Banniversary sale. Last week's sales extended while supplies last. 56% off all the supplements. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. And this is the dog days of summer, always the worst time for sales. And we've been behind this year in our funding just to keep going. And so I just thank you all for your support. But seriously, we need the funding. You know, if some globalist would give me $1 billion to fight the New World Order, no strings attached, well, I would have commercial free. But that's not how it works. So please, everybody, InfoWarsStore.com, you are the folks funding it. Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and InfoWars.com takes over on the other side. Whatever you do, please spread the word. You are the resistance. Like, for real? Like, you take action, the globalists go down?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and in this hour, we're going to be asking the question, was the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter a copycat event? Was it, in fact, a revenge attack for the earlier El Paso shooting? There are some indications which suggest that might have been the case, given that authorities, and certainly the news media, who are not interested, have yet to uncover any concrete motive behind that second shooting, which occurred tragically on Saturday night. So we're going to be asking that question. What we know for sure is that there's a climate of political extremism in America. You have extremism on the right, in the case of the El Paso shooter, despite the fact that he said his beliefs predated Trump, despite the fact that he had left-wing beliefs, clearly in that he supported universal health care and universal basic income, both of which are left-wing beliefs. But of course, he had a far-right belief in that he thought America is being invaded by immigrants, and his dark, ghastly massacre was his way of striking back against that. The situation in America, though, right now in the culture and in the media, is that only one side disavows political extremism and violence, if you're talking about the mainstream, the center, and one side doesn't. There's a headline up on Breitbart, and there are several of these, which I'm going to go through. CNN NYT contributor Wajahat Ali pushes hashtag Massacre Moscow Mitch about Mitch McConnell. This is a New York Times contributing op-ed writer and CNN contributor who expressed glee as hashtag Massacre Moscow Mitch, an apparent reference to mass shootings and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, trended on Twitter Monday, and he even tweeted out the hashtag himself. He said, quote, hashtag Massacre Moscow Mitch is trending. I still have faith in America. Now, understand, this hashtag was trending at about the same time that a bunch of far-left extremists descended on Mitch McConnell's house and started screaming death threats as they were literally stood right outside his house. And that story is up on Drudge under the headline, far-left protesters descend on Mitch McConnell's home, threatened to, quote, stab the mother effer in the heart. And as you can see in this article, they talk about wanting to do exactly that, what I just said. They talk about wanting to break his neck. And Ryan Saavedra with the Daily Wire tracked down the Facebook accounts of one of these people who was making these threats. Turns out, just like the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter, she is a big fan of Elizabeth Warren. So again, we have numerous instances where far-left extremists are either calling for violence, advocating it, not disavowing it, or tragically in the case of the Ohio shooter, which now even CNN and AP admits was a far-left extremist, actually going out and committing violence. They had Massacre Moscow Mitch trending while these far-left Antifa-supporting extremists descended on his home. We're talking about his breaking his arms, breaking his neck, talking about stabbing him in the heart, screaming abuse at his wife. This is a guy who's really quite ill right now. He's recovering from sickness. They brought their kids to the show. Absolutely disgusting, clear case of harassment. Mitch McConnell's just been suffering from polio. Whatever you think of him politically, that is completely unacceptable, to descend on somebody's house and start screaming abuse at them in the middle of the night and death threats. especially in this era, this climate of political extremism, who on the left has denounced that? It's barely even a news story. Meanwhile, Reza Aslan calls for eradication of Kellyanne Conway and Trump supporters. Twitter says his rhetoric doesn't violate their rules. Of course it doesn't. You can get up there all day and dehumanize and threaten people on the right and nothing will happen to you. The guy who expressed his desire to put Baron Trump in a cage with pedophiles, nothing happened to his account. So if that's the benchmark, what can you expect at this point? So he literally tweeted, this is a former CNN host, of course, after today there is no longer any room for nuance. The president is a white nationalist terror leader. His supporters, all of them, are by definition white nationalist terror supporters. That is over 60 million Americans who he is calling white nationalist terror supporters. The MAGA hat is a KKK hood. This evil racist scourge must be eradicated from society. He's literally calling for 60 million plus Trump supporters to be eradicated from society. I looked to this tweet, the first thing that came to mind is if you replace Trump supporters in this tweet with Hispanics, that quote could have been lifted directly from the manifesto of the El Paso shooter. This is literally a few degrees of separation from literal terrorist manifestos written by mass shooters. And then he went directly after Kellyanne Conway, saying, "You are the depraved evil we need to eradicate." Then absolutely absurdly, I think it was the Washington Times who put out an article saying that Reza Aslan had called for the eradication of Kellyanne Conway. He got back on Twitter and said, "That's complete BS. I never said that." That was literally his quote. So you've got people outside Mitch McConnell's house calling for his death. You've got former CNN hosts calling for 60 million plus Trump supporters in America to be eradicated. And you have this out of the Daily Caller. Joaquin Castro posts names employees of Trump donors. He tweeted the names and employees of 44 San Antonio residents who donated the federal maximum to President Trump's re-election campaign. Castro, whose district includes much of San Antonio, claimed the donors are fueling a campaign of hate that labels Hispanic immigrants as invaders. So he's literally doxed these donors to the Trump re-election campaign, opening them up to the kind of extremist rhetoric and attacks that we've seen against Trump supporters over the past 2 years plus. This is the climate of extremism that the left is encouraging while they get up and grandstand and claim the moral high ground and wag the finger at people on the right for the actions of far-right extremists, even though every single time people, at least in the mainstream of the right, disavow violence at every potential turn. Absolutely incredible, especially given the fact what we know now about the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter, which was that he was a Satanist, that he was a far leftist, that he called for socialism, that he bought into this punch a Nazi meme, that he supported Elizabeth Warren for president. Motive remains unknown. And in fact, we're going to get into his potential motive or a potential radicalization point later in the show. But National Public Radio says Trump should have blamed himself for mass shootings. They claimed today that President Donald Trump was responsible for inspiring mass shootings in the United States, and he ought to have not acknowledged his culpability in his White House speech on Monday. Did Elizabeth Warren acknowledge her culpability? No, because they will never, ever draw attention to it when it's one of their far-left extremists trying to commit the massacre. Remember James T. Hodgkinson back in 2017. How quickly did that story disappear from the news? He literally tried to massacre a bunch of Republican congressmen. He was a left-wing extremist and a Bernie Sanders supporter. But Trump, who the actual mass shooter said was not radicalized by, and his beliefs predated Trump, now apparently Trump has to acknowledge that he's directly to blame for this tragic shooting in El Paso. No, that's completely absurd. We'll get back in the next segment to talk more about it.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They say the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back in this symbol war, in this information war, at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
The bottom line is this. Donald Trump is not to blame for the El Paso shooting. Elizabeth Warren is not to blame for the Dayton, Ohio shooting. The cause of mass shootings goes far deeper. Obviously, the blame lays with the individuals. But if you're getting up there on television and on social media and endorsing, in some cases, or at least not disavowing, political extremism and violence, you do not have the moral high ground to talk about political extremism and violence. Of course, they're not too keen about talking about the motives of the second shooting that happened on Saturday night in Dayton, Ohio, with this Connor Betts mass shooter, because the narrative doesn't quite fit the narrative that they want to push. Headline: CNN and AP finally admit the Dayton mass shooter was a left-wing extremist. We told you this days ago. But even yesterday, NBC reporter Ben Collins got up on television and claimed that Betts was, quote, more neutral with his Twitter posts. A completely brazen lie. He repeatedly retweeted Antifa. He supported far-left candidates. He opposed Trump. He supported the assault, violent assault of people on the riot. That was all made clear 2 days ago. They were up on television lying about it for 48 hours. They finally had to admit it because the weight of evidence was so voluminous. Even Snopes, who lie about everything, even though they're a non-partisan independent fact checker, they're a far-left website, even Snopes had to admit it. In a headline, was Dayton mass shooter a self-described pro-Satan leftist who supported Elizabeth Warren? They acknowledged that it was true. Again, that doesn't mean Elizabeth Warren is to blame for the massacre. And it doesn't mean Donald Trump is to blame for the El Paso massacre, especially when the actual shooter said he was not inspired by Donald Trump. In his own words, they kind of left that out of the coverage, did they? But the question many people are asking about the Dayton, Ohio shooting is, was it a copycat or was it a revenge attack for the earlier El Paso shooting? Mike Cernovich tweeted yesterday, was the Dayton, Ohio terrorist attack, far left-wing attacker, a copycat of El Paso? We know shooter was glued to social media, reading about El Paso, engaging with far left-wing content. Did reading the reports and radicalized violent rhetoric from the left make him snap? And this is completely accurate. Before Twitter suspended the profile of Connor Betts, the Ohio mass shooter, I went through his retweets, I went through his likes. He was responding, interacting, engaging with news and with news outlets on the far left about the El Paso massacre. Now, if you read what his girlfriend said, which I read in a separate article, or his ex-girlfriend, I think it was, she said that she knew him well and that this was not premeditated, that he would not have premeditated this attack, and that it was apparent that something had snapped, which caused him to go on that rampage, basically on a whim. What could that have been that caused him to snap? Was it the fact that he was on social media being radicalized by this brazenly acerbic rhetoric about the El Paso shooting from far left-wing outlets like Media Matters, like Right Wing Watch and others, which is documented to have been on his Twitter feed? Another headline which relates to this, up on Summit.News, pictured, Ohio shooter wore Antifa mask and woman's dress. So he was in a band, which was kind of like a death metal band called Menstrual Munchies. Not too successful by the sounds of it. And he was pictured during one onstage performance in an Antifa mask and a woman's dress. Now, this is a long report, which I linked to in this article from Death Metal Underground website, Robert DeSanford. So it's not like a Christian website that just hates heavy metal and is trying to blame mass shootings on music. It's by an actual death metal website. And he reports that in a 2018 performance video posted to Facebook, Betts dons a dress and a mask commonly worn by Antifa members. And as part of this group, Betts was part of a grindcore music scene that had vehemently embraced Antifa since 2013 and could be, quote, responsible for the radicalization of heavy metal's first mass murderer musician. He makes the distinction. He's not blaming the shooting on heavy metal music, but he makes the point that there is a subset within this genre of this death metal music which advocates for violence and killing of, quote, Nazis, incels, and law-abiding civilians who happen to hold right-of-center political views. That's what Robert DeSanford explains in his article. Being a part of this music scene, he'd be in a position to know. He writes, quote, anti-fascism, communism, and other radical left-wing ideologies have been increasingly promoted within the metal community since about 2013, when a number of popular metal journalists began gushing over the antics of Antifa and even started promoting their violence. And in fact, I've done videos on this before, where these death metal bands openly embrace the Antifa motif. They literally wear the clothing during their music videos, and the lyrics are all pro-Antifa, pro-violence, pro-revolutionary, very extreme fringe radical lyrics. And this is not only what Betts, the Ohio mass shooter, was listening to, but it was the music he was creating before his rampage. And DeSanford goes on to note, quote, "Therefore, it was not the music, but an ideology that only recently permeated the music that has contributed to the Dayton shooter's aggression and isolation." Now, the other band members who were in his band say, basically, they've deleted all their music from YouTube and everything because they're horrified by this. They say they just got into it because they wanted to be edgy and rebellious. He was actually into it because he believed the lyrics that he was singing and he was listening to. In fact, Vice admitted this in an article. Headline, "Dayton Shooter was in a porno grind band that released songs about raping and killing women." The titles of these songs and the titles of these bands which he listened to, I can't even read out on air because they're completely explicit. But Jesse Creekbaum, who was one of Betts' bandmates, is taking the recordings down. He says he's removing them out of fear the vulgar music he produced will make a cult hero out of the murderer who was killed by police at the scene. So, of course, back during Columbine, you had the culture blaming that mass shooting and some that followed on the music of Marilyn Manson and people like that. Of course, you've had violent video games being blamed for years. Not really any hard evidence to suggest there is a direct connection, but this guy's own band member is now removing music because he sees a connection between that music and between the actions of this mass shooter in Ohio. So it seems that in addition to the left-wing radical motive that he may have had, it was all encapsulated within this genre of death metal of which he was very much an integral member. So authorities are still saying that we have no idea what the motive was. He doesn't seem to have left behind any manifesto. His surviving family members, of course, he tragically shot his own sister dead, have no clue as to his motive. The mainstream media isn't going to ferret out his motive because it's not going to look too good for them. So it remains to be seen, but more is coming to light day by day. But it does seem it had something to do with this genre, this pro-Antifa, pro-violence, pro-revolutionary genre within that subset of that death metal movement. We'll have more on that as it comes out. We also had this article up earlier. "Study: Media fascination with mass shooters is creating more mass shooters." This was a study funded by the U.S. Department of Justice, which found, and they collected all the data from every mass shooting in America over the past basically 50 plus years. And they found that the more media attention, the more 24-hour rolling news coverage that's provided to every mass shooting makes the next mass shooting more likely because it provides a body of research which future mass shooters use to not only plan their attacks, but they're radicalized by it because they're attracted to this ghastly dark fame that's afforded to all mass shooters by the mass media by constantly revealing their identities, their names and their motivations and their manifestos after the fact. So the fact the media is so obsessed with mass shooters and gives it so much coverage, unlike some of the European countries that don't, is directly incentivizing future mass shooters. So they have to take some responsibility for that. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to get into some final news stories here in the final segment of the show. But first, I want to tell you about the latest, greatest, huge discount available at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the first annual Banniversary store-wide sale where we are offering 50 to 60% off a ton of great products, including free shipping and double Patriot points, celebrating kind of the one-year anniversary of Alex Jones and InfoWars deplatforming. More than ever, the First and Second Amendment must be defended with an unprecedented 50 to 60% off InfoWars Live free shipping and double Patriot points. It's the perfect opportunity for a 360 win. Huge discounts available right now on the following products: DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Turbo Force, which of course is the great energy drink, 50% off. The Ultimate Fish Oil, also 50% off. All storable foods, 50% off. Super Mel Vitality, also half price right now with free shipping and double Patriot points. Now is the time to stock up and reassert your support for the most banned network in the world by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there today. Story that just came out. Actually, it came out a few days ago, but it got no attention. This is USA Today. FBI media wrong on Garlic Festival shooter's white supremacy ideology despite social media posts. So, of course, you had CNN and others pushing that narrative that the Garlic Festival shooter was a right-wing white supremacist Trump supporter. The FBI says that that's wrong, and they haven't found any political motive for that shooting yet. So another correction, another thing that the media got wrong about these mass shootings. Meanwhile, people are asking why we seem to have more of these mass shootings. At least they're becoming more deadly, if not more regular in number. And a couple of interesting surveys came out over the past few days, one of which is headlined at summit.news. Poll, 89% of UK Gen Zers say their lives are meaningless. We've asked them the question many times, is the increasing alienation and atomization of young men, specifically young white men, who are blamed by society and culture for basically every historical and modern ill with the world, is that being driven by social media? Is it being driven by this increasing atomization of society, the loss of faith, the desecration of the family unit? Well, a new poll out of the UK reveals that a staggering 89% of young people aged 18 to 29 feel their lives are meaningless and without purpose. A further 30% of respondents in this poll, young people, say they're stuck in a rut, while 84% saying they're failing to live their best life. People are more depressed than ever. Now, is that simply because the pharmaceutical industry is categorizing unhappiness as something far worse and throwing pills at it to make money? Or is it because people are actually feeling more nihilistic and have less purpose in their lives? The article continues, one of the primary reasons cited for failing to achieve happiness and purpose is a lack of finances, according to 45% of respondents. Of course, we have wage stagnation across the Western world and basically a quality of life that is in decline for the increasing amount of hours that people have to work to make the same money with interest rates, and especially if you're talking about in the UK, property prices, which in many areas are completely unaffordable for young people. So they get stuck in this cycle of debt, and then that makes them more depressed. The survey conducted by Yakult UK found that 80% of people across all age ranges felt they were living without purpose. But that number drops to 55% for people over the age of 60. Of course, more of you whom are probably going to church and have faith in their life, which a big correlation between the drop in church attendance and the drop in religion and the increase in nihilism and depression, maybe a connection there. Another headline, survey, almost a quarter of millennials say they have no friends. A new survey reveals that almost a quarter of millennials say they have no friends, while 30% say they are always or often lonely. So aged between 23 and 38, surveyed by YouGov, people in that age bracket, 22% of millennials said they had no friends, while less than a third said they had at least 10 friends. 27% of millennials said they had no close friends, while 22% of Gen Xers said the same. So despite the onset of easy mass communication with text messaging, with mobile phones, with Skype, with whatever, it seems people are only growing more distant and becoming more atomized, because those threads of society, especially with the church and the family, are becoming increasingly frayed. So despite the ease of mass communication, people are feeling more lonely than ever before and more depressed than ever before, it seems, which is why I would offer some of them on the fringe, the ones who are prone to mental illness and prone to lash out in violence, many of them on SSRI drugs are indeed doing that, which is why you see an increase in mass shootings, or an apparent increase, at least in the severity of them. That statistic is often debated back and forth. Switching gears, though, RT reports The Guardian apologizes for saying Sputnik posted fake Notre Dame photo vilifying Muslims. So you remember back in April, I think it was, when the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught fire, just an accident. I put out an article, and indeed a video, because I went on Al Jazeera Facebook and France 24 Facebook, and I was tracking the reactions of people on those Facebook pages to the live video of Notre Dame Cathedral burning down. And what did I see? What did I document in screenshots? The fact that the fire in the cathedral was being celebrated by lots of people with Arabic names from certain parts of the world. This was a fact, and BuzzFeed, the same day, came out and claimed that I was engaging in a giant hoax. In fact, they claimed that the video I posted of the Notre Dame Cathedral burning with these Arabic people in the comments celebrating it, giving it hearts, giving it thumbs up, saying Allah Akbar, they said, oh, we don't know what they were reacting to. When the cathedral is in the background of the video burning down. So BuzzFeed tried to put out this hit piece claiming that I'd made it up, that all these people were celebrating, and that they weren't even reacting to the fire in the cathedral. Complete fake news, which I debunked vehemently at the time. Well, now RT reports The Guardian has issued a mealy-mouthed apology for accusing Russian news agency Sputnik of doctoring images in the immediate aftermath of the Notre Dame fire to perpetuate an anti-Muslim narrative online, and it took them 4 months to apologize. So you'll probably, some of you remember this picture, which shows a couple of Middle Eastern-looking men around the area of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. They're leaving what looks like a security or emergency cordon that's been placed on the road next to the cathedral. And both of them are smiling quite happily as the cathedral burns down in the background. Now, Sputnik put this photo out. I think it was Getty Images' original photo. And then The Guardian and other news outlets on the left came out and claimed that it was a photoshopped image. It wasn't a photoshopped image. It was completely authentic. In an episode of Fake or For Real, published on 19th of April, this is the apology that The Guardian had to put out. We suggested that a photo that went viral during the Notre Dame fire had been doctored. Remember when the media claimed that I had doctored the video of the White House intern slapping down Jim Acosta's arm during that press conference? Another complete lie, with them coming out claiming something's doctored when it wasn't doctored. Well, now The Guardian's had to apologize for something similar in an Instagram story on Monday, which is quite convenient because that's going to disappear after 24 hours on Instagram. It's not going to be recoverable. But it continues, quote, we have been contacted by the copyright owner of the photo, Sputnik France, and accept that it had not been doctored. We apologize for suggesting otherwise. The 4 months late apology refers to The Guardian's coverage of a photo from Sputnik France's Facebook Live coverage of the April 15 Notre Dame fire. So again, it came back to the live Facebook coverage, which is what I was watching when I saw Arabic names, Middle Eastern accounts on Facebook, voraciously, vehemently celebrating the fire and the destruction of the Notre Dame Cathedral as it burned down. So The Guardian's had to come out and apologize. Sputnik France even released the full metadata relating to the image, and they did this months ago, by the way, allowing any and all fact-checkers to see for themselves. So even though that was obvious that it was a genuine, authentic photo of these Middle Eastern men celebrating the fire, the left-wing news media ran a giant hoax in the days after that fire, claiming that it was a doctored image. Now they've had to apologize. Yet another example of fake news. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Stroyer is coming up next. Breaking news, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.